KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school basketball around the area last night, in girls' hoops, it was Harlan defeating Glenwood 43-30, Lewis Central topping Thomas Jefferson 54-10, Creston beat Clark 59-46, Coon Rapids Bayard over Madrid 37-25, Westwood defeating Woodbine 57-27. Also in girls' corner conference first-round tournament play, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 51-26, Nishnabotna beating Essex 60-31, Stanton over Sydney 64-19, and Villisca beating Heartland Christian 58-33. In boys basketball last night, Lewis Central defeating Thomas Jefferson 61-28. It was Madrid over Coon Rapids Bayard 48-46. Woodbine beating Westwood 59-43. Colonesco topping Ankeny Christian 48-46. Tonight here on KJAN, we have boys high school basketball for you. We're in Hawkeye 10 conference play tonight as Atlantic travels to Carroll. They'll face off against Kemper Catholic tonight. Game time 7:30 this evening. Atlantic with just one loss on the season, currently on top of the Hawkeye 10 conference standings. That only loss came to the Knights earlier this season in Atlantic, so a little retribution is on the minds of the Atlantic boys tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on the radio. Game time set to be around 7:30 or so, and we'll be on the air before that with our pregame for you tonight. Boys action tonight, Atlantic at Kemper Catholic, live 7:30. Here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, also on the web, streaming live at KJAN.com. And if you have a smartphone in your pocket, you can have KJAN just that close. Just go on the Google Play Store or the iPhone or the iTunes Store on iPhone and download the KJAN app. It's free. Just search KJAN and download that so you have us handy. In other basketball news, prosecutors have dismissed a sexual abuse charge against Iowa State basketball player Boo Boo Paulo, paving the way for him to return to the Cyclones. Paulo was suspended from the team in September after being charged with sexually abusing a woman that he was driving home in May. The Story County Attorney's Office announced Monday that new forensic evidence found on the woman's blouse clashed with her and her mother's sworn testimony. Iowa State said later Monday that Paulo had been cleared to resume basketball-related activities. Paulo says he's relieved and that he felt he'd never gotten a chance to defend himself. He says he was raised to do the right thing and would never make a mistake to this level. Another man who'd been charged, Spencer Cruz, also was cleared. Iowa State freshman forward George Niang isn't very athletic, but teammate Will Clyburn knew from the moment he saw the 6'7" Niang play that he was watching a youngster who would help the Cyclones. All summer, Clyburn watched Niang shoot over smaller players and simply go around the bigger ones, and he's become one of the Big 12's better freshmen. Niang is third on Iowa State in scoring with 11.5 points per game. He was also named the Big 12's Rookie of the Week yesterday after averaging 15.5 points per game in a loss to Kansas and a win over Texas last week. Niang and the Cyclones host West Virginia on Wednesday night. In Big 12 conference play, the Cyclones enter that game 1-1 in the conference. They're 11-4 overall on the season. Well, top-ranked Louisville was a winner just hours after they climbed to the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the first time in nearly 4 years. Russ Smith scored 23 points, and Georgie Jang grabbed 16 rebounds as the Cardinals thumped Connecticut 73-58 in Hartford. The Cardinals shot 60.7% in the second half and hit an even 50% overall, picking up their 11th straight victory since a loss to former number one Duke. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, just one other game. It was fourth-rated Kansas silencing Baylor 61-44. Ben McLemore scored 17 points before he left in the final minutes with a right ankle injury. As we mentioned, Louisville took advantage of losses by Duke and Michigan to move up two spots into the number one spot in the AP Top 25 poll, just the second time in school history the Cardinals are number one, and the first since the season-ending 2008-09 poll. The 15-1 Cardinals were one of five teams to receive a first-place vote this week. They picked up 36 of the 65 first-place votes, 23 more than second-ranked Indiana. Duke, Kansas, and Michigan round out this week's top five. Well, Kevin O'Neill has been fired as Southern California basketball coach after 3.5 years during which he failed to turn around a program weighed down by NCAA issues that preceded his arrival and a string of player injuries. O'Neill had a 48-65 record, including 7-10 this season, after going 6-26 last year, setting a school record for losses. Veteran assistant Bob Cantu will serve as the interim coach while USC searches for a successor. In NBA basketball action last night, the Chicago Bulls beat the Atlanta Hawks by a final of 97-58. It was the Celtics over Charlotte 100-89. The LA Clippers beat the Grizzlies 99-73. Oklahoma beat Phoenix 102-90. It was Utah topping Miami 104-97. Dallas, a 113-98 victory over Minnesota. Sacramento beat Cleveland 124-118. And Washington put together a 120-91 blowout over Orlando on the hardwood last night. I'll have more sports after this time out.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
An autopsy shows that Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher was legally drunk when he shot his girlfriend 9 times and then killed himself. The Jackson County Medical Examiner released the results of autopsies performed on Belcher and his 22-year-old girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, following their deaths on December 1st. Police say Belcher killed Perkins at the couple's Kansas City home and then drove to the team's practice site and committed suicide in front of his coach and general manager. The autopsy report released Monday says that Perkins was shot in the neck, chest, abdomen, hip, back, leg, and hand. Belcher's blood alcohol level was 0.17 and was likely higher at the time of the shooting. Well, the Chiefs introduced longtime Packers executive John Dorsey as their new general manager Monday, turning over a team that was 2-14 to one of the men responsible for building Green Bay into a consistent winner. Dorsey takes over for Scott Pioli, who was fired after 4 tumultuous seasons. The Chiefs announced that Dorsey had been hired on Saturday night while the Packers were playing the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC playoffs. Dorsey played for the Packers and later was a scout and director of scouting, while new Chiefs coach Andy Reid was an assistant in Green Bay. Dorsey left to spend a year in Seattle but returned to the Packers and rose to the director of football operations. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has undergone surgery on his broken left arm. Gronkowski suffered the season-ending injury in Sunday's playoff win over Houston. He had earlier surgery for breaking his left forearm in November in a win over Indianapolis. He missed 5 games and returned for the season finale against Miami. The Patriots will host the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game this Sunday. The Philadelphia Eagles have interviewed former Cardinals coach Ken Wisenhunt as they continue their search to replace Andy Reid. Wisenhunt was fired on December 31st after 6 years in Arizona. He led the Cardinals to their only Super Bowl appearance in his second season, and Arizona won its second straight NFC West title the following year. But after a 4-0 start this season, the Cardinals lost 11 of their last 12 to finish 5-11 for the second time in 3 years. The Eagles also were interviewing Bengals offensive coordinator Jay Gruden on Monday, bringing the total number of known candidates to 11. Notre Dame running back Sierre Wood announced Monday that he's entering the NFL draft, deciding against returning for a final year of eligibility. The 6-foot, 215-pound senior, who did not play as a freshman, was second on the team this past season with 742 yards rushing on 114 carries. He sat out the first 2 games of the season after being suspended by Coach Brian Kelly for violating team rules. In baseball news, Arizona Diamondbacks reliever J.J. Putz has agreed to a $13.5 million 2-year contract, a deal which adds a $7 million salary for 2014. The 35-year-old right-hander had 32 saves and 37 chances and a .282 earned run average last year, converting 19 straight save chances from late May through August. Oakland has given manager Bob Melvin a 2-year contract extension through the 2016 season. That deal comes after Oakland became the first team in Major League history to win a division or pennant after trailing by 5 games with less than 10 to play. They finished up by sweeping 3 games against Texas to beat out the Rangers for the division title. Pitcher Tommy Hunter and the Baltimore Orioles agreed to a $1.82 million one-year contract, more than tripling his salary of $493,500 last year. The 26-year-old right-hander was 7-8 with a .545 earned run average in 20 starts and 13 relief appearances last year. Toronto outfielder Colby Rasmus and Oakland catcher George Cotteris also agreed to contracts, leaving 133 players eligible to file for salary arbitration today. Players and teams are scheduled to swap proposed salaries on Friday, and hearings before three arbitrator panels will take place next month in Phoenix. And down under, Serena Williams didn't lose a single game in her opening round match at the Australian Open, despite an apparent ankle injury suffered in the fourth set. The double bagel came against Adina Galovitz-Hall as Williams tries to win her third consecutive major title. The match was just 4 games and 19 minutes old when Williams fell awkwardly, clutching her right ankle. She won her next 4 points and lost just 6 the entire set. Other winners on the women's side include 8th-seeded Petra Kvitova, also number 10-seeded Maria Kirilenko. Number 7, Sarah Errani, dropped a decision today in first-round action as she's out the door, followed by number 12, Nadia Petrova, who also was a straight sets loser today. Men's third seed Andy Murray has won his opening round match in straight sets. Also, number 6 seed Juan Martín Del Potro advanced, and women's number 1 seed Caroline Wozniacki also moves on with a victory in round 1. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.